Yes, I was. In the summer, mainly. My grandmother's, one of my grandmother's brothers had a farm.
Where?
In the country. In Bear Creek.
Where is that?
It's up in East Texas. If you, do you know where Linden, Texas is? Well, anyway, this is strictly out in the country. You go on the Linden Highway and then you turn off on a dirt road and you just keep winding through the woods until you come to Bear Creek. It's just a little, you know, community in the country.
How many miles from Shreveport?
It's about 80.
Mm-hmm. Did you spend every summer there?
No. We usually went when I was growing up. We usually went at least once during the summer, sometimes twice, but we did not spend the summer.
How long would you stay here?
Sometimes for a week at a time. We never stayed 2 weeks. About a week is when we ever stayed.
What was the farm like? Was it very big?
Yes, it was pretty big. He had his garden across the road, across the dirt road, you know, and he had all this stuff planted, watermelons, cantaloupes, and he had everything.
What did you like most about there? Did they have animals at home?
Yes, they had chickens, they had pigs, and they had a few horses, I believe, and they had some cows. But I never was wild about animals. Not that kind.
Did you ride the horses? Or?
No, I didn't want to.
What was some of the buildings that they had on the farm? Where would they keep the animals?
Well, the animals just stayed in fences, mostly way out down behind the house. Mm-hmm. But they had a little house just out, it was several feet from the house, and they called it a smokehouse. Mm-hmm. That's where, you know, they used to smoke their meat. And let me see if they had any other.
What was the biggest building they had besides the house?
I guess it was the barn, really. He didn't really have all that many buildings. Just, you know, he had some little different little buildings where he kept different things. I don't know.
What do you call the upper part of the barn? Where you can store
the loft. Huh? Loft.
Okay. Did you ever talk about the loft of the house?
No.
What about the place where you store corn?
I don't know.
Did you ever hear of a crib or a corn house?
A what?
A crib or corn house or anything like that?
No.
What about a building for storing grain? Did you ever hear of that?
I've heard of it, but I don't know what you call it.
Did you ever hear it called a granary or a granary?
No.
And say if you cut the hay off a piece of land and enough grew back, you could cut it again the same year. You call that the...
Enough hay grew. No, what?
If you could, sometimes you have hay growing enough to where you can cut it twice in the same year. Would you have a special name for that, where you can cut it twice?
I don't know.
Okay. A long time ago, when it cut the hay off some land, way back, nowadays in bale hay, a long time ago, they'd cut it and they'd let it dry and then rake it up in little piles. Did you ever hear a name for the little piles of hay that they have raked up?
A bale.
Okay. What about a heap or a doodle or a shop?